Remarks of the President, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 22 October 1952.
Platform, getting a big round of applause and drum roll from the band, and now he's going to address the crowd.
Thank you very, very much. I'm more than happy to be here with you today. I remember very well the wonderful reception you gave me when I was here in 1948. I appreciated that. And I also appreciated the way Johnstown vote. I want you to do as well or better as I have with Stevenson. Won't you do that for me? I'm going to, I have been, going around the country, telling the people the facts and the truth about what's at stake in this election. I think it's one of the most important we've had. In fact, I think it is the most important since the Civil War. And the essential difference is between the two parties. The Democratic Party has a heart for the plain, everyday people of the country. That's what Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal is all about, and that's what Harry Truman's Star Deal is all about. The Republican Party, on the other hand, is the servant of the big banks, big industry, the real estate lobby, the oil lobby, and the rest of us too. Well, then, profits come first in the head of the people. And you know, the reason you have to be, one of the reasons you have to be so careful in this election, we have the oil lobby, and the real estate lobby, and the China lobby, and the National Association of Manufacturers, and the only man in Washington who represents all the people and is elected by all the people and who is the people's lobby is the President of the United States. So you ought to be mighty careful who you put there. These special lobbies have fought the New Deal and the Fair Deal from the beginning. They're fighting still, and they'll go back on all the progress we have made if you're foolish enough to give them a chance. That's not what they're telling you now during this campaign, but it's the way they've been voting in the Congress. Of course, there's a whole generation of young people now who do not remember much about what happened to this country the last time the Republicans ran the national government. Well, anybody who can't remember had better ask and find out. Because the same thing may happen again if you let them into power this time. There are a lot of people here who know exactly what it was like. I'm told that in the Bethlehem plant here at Johnstown, the mills are 8 miles long. I'm also told that from 1930 to 1934, no smoke came from even one of those hundreds of stacks in all those miles of mills. Now, they'll tell you that that's just happened. Well, why is it that they've been expanding and growing and have been working and people have jobs? I'll tell you why. It's because we had a change of administration that had a heart for the people. I was told at that same time that 2/3 of the homes in Cambria County were up for sale for delinquent taxes 20 years ago. Conditions were just that desperate all over the country. It wasn't confined to this place, in this county, in this city. Now, any time I mention the Great Depression, the Republicans yell that we're just running against Herbert Hoover. Well, for one thing, they keep bringing him up. It wasn't our idea at all. They had him turn up at the Republican convention to remind everybody that he was still a power in the Republican Party. We didn't take him there. And for another thing, the Republican record in Congress during all the years since Hoover's time shows they haven't learned a thing. And probably would act just as they did before and just like he did if they got in again. They're the people who vote against Social Security. They vote against housing. They vote against rent control. They vote against minimum wages. They're the people who voted for Taft-Hartley and for the labor injunction in the Steele case. They're the people that want to take over the government. That's the reason I'm going around over the country trying to remind the people to do a little thinking for themselves. And it wasn't 1932 when they did these things. It was 1946. It was 1947. It was 1949. And even 1952. You know, you ought to read the fine print in the Congressional Record and find out just how these birds behave when they think you don't know what they're doing, and then you'll know what to do. The Republicans never have looked after the interests of the common people, and they never will, no matter what their five-star candidates may tell you at election time. Clear by now that any relation between what he says about the Republican Party and its actual record is just purely coincidental.
Pour it on, Harry, pour it on.
Well, sir, it isn't necessary to pour it on. All it's necessary for me to do is to tell you the truth and get you to think a little bit. They have signs like that young man's wearing back there that says, "Give him hell, Harry." I don't have to give him hell. A lot worse for me to tell the truth on them because they can't stand the truth. Now, you people are intelligent. You're a cross-section of this United States of America. You're educated. You understand the English language. You understand what words mean when they're put together in a proper way. I want you to read the Democratic platform. The Democratic platform says exactly what the Democratic Party stands for. It says exactly what we have done and what we hope to do. Then I want you to read the Republican platform. And if you can make anything out of it but gobbledygook, I'll pay for lunch. It's about the lousiest platform that's ever been presented to this country of intelligent people to expect them to support it. Then they go around and tell you what they're going to do, how they love you, how they've been for this and that, and what they'll do in the future. But I'm asking you to read the Republican platform and read the fine print in the Congressional Record and see how these birds voted. And then you can't do anything else but use your head. If you do that, you'll vote for the welfare of the free world. You vote for the welfare of the free world, and the greatest nation in the history of the world is the leader of the free world. That's the United States of America. Then you vote for the interests of this great country, which is your interest. Then you look after yourself. You'll remember what happened. You'll remember 1932, and you'll also remember that awful do-nothing, good-for-nothing 80th Congress that I put under the start in 1948. And if you do that, then my trip around the country hasn't been in vain. I'm trying to wake you up just to think in your own interest. And when you do that, on November the 4th, you'll go to the polls, you'll send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and you'll have four more years of good government and prosperity. Thank you very much.